with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Immigration agents were denied entry to baseball's Dodgers Stadium in Los Angeles.
In a post on X, the Los Angeles Dodgers said ICE agents requested permission to access the parking lots and were denied entry. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said the agents were not trying to enter the stadium. In an email, she stated their presence was unrelated to any operation or enforcement. Local media reported a group of protesters gathered shortly after. The team said the game against the San Diego Padres later Thursday will be played as planned. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Trump says he'll make up his mind within 2 weeks on whether the U.S. military will get directly involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran. Trump sought to keep open the door to diplomacy on Tehran's nuclear program while Israel and Iran exchanged more attacks. Social media site TikTok lives on at least for the next 3 months after President Trump extended a deadline to sell.
It gives the administration more time to work out a deal to get the China-based platform an American owner. This was the third time the president extended the deadline. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says he promised to keep TikTok on.
There are 100 million Americans who use this app. It's widely popular.
One deal fell through. China backed out following the president's tariff announcement. When he took office again, President Trump admitted originally he wasn't a fan.
Well, I guess I have a warm spot for TikTok that I didn't have originally.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Some segments of the U.S. restaurant industry don't support President Trump's proposal to eliminate federal taxes on tips. They say it would help too few people and obscure bigger issues on the way tipped workers are paid. This is SRN News. A baseball star subverts the LGBT agenda.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are celebrating Gay Pride Month and recently sent the team out onto the field wearing caps with a rainbow logo on them. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw responded by using a magic marker to write the words Genesis 9, 12 through 16 right next to the logo on his cap. Those verses describe how God established the rainbow as a marker of his covenant with Noah and all living creatures on earth after the flood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion funding across the U.S. is drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided. Scores of clinics have closed, and abortion advocates predict that federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, a majority of abortions in the U.S. are now carried out using pills, and abortion groups are working hard to provide them to women. This is SRN News. Honda is not only producing cars and motorcycles, it has also successfully launched and landed an experimental reusable rocket at its facility in Japan, the company said in a surprise announcement on Tuesday. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more details from Washington.
The rocket reached an altitude of 271.4 meters, or roughly 890 feet, and landed within 37 centimeters, or roughly 58 inches, of the target touchdown point. The duration of the flight was 56.6 seconds. According to the company's press release, quote, the test was completed successfully, the first time Honda landed a rocket after reaching an altitude of nearly 300 meters. Honda said in 2021 that it's conducting research and development in the field of space technologies. The company now says it aims to launch a suborbital space flight by 2029. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.